How can you save a cat's life by telling a story? I know it's a bit of a cryptic question, but believe it or not, this does relate to web design. A couple of days ago, I received an email from a charity called Blue Cross. We've worked with them for years, developing their website and helping them with their web strategy. Now, I'm signed up to their newsletter, so I get all the emails that they send out. And this email told the story of Hattie, an abandoned cat who was saved because of the work Blue Cross did. It was a bit sickly sweet for my personal taste, but I know that the email was perfect for its intended audience. What the email did so well for me was perfectly demonstrate the power of storytelling as a way of engaging with users or readers or whatever. And this is something that I've recently written about in a post for web design tutorials. I won't repeat the whole post here. However, I will share with you a couple of quotes which I mentioned in the article. The first is from the book Neuro Web Design and reads, "Stories are an excellent way for us to process and store information. Story contains a large amount of information in digestible chunks. Stories allow us to break down events into smaller units so we can better understand the information being communicated. Psychologists call this chunking of parts of a story, this kind of chunking of parts of a story, event structure perception. But stories aren't just a great way for processing and storing information, they're also a brilliant way for getting the listener to empathize." I use a quote from Dr. Joshua Goen to explain this concept. He writes, "When you tell a story to a friend, you can transfer experiences directly to their brain. They feel what you feel. They empathize. What's more, when communicating most effectively, you can get a group of people's brains to synchronize their activity. As you relate someone's desires through a story, they become the desires of the audience. When trouble develops, they gasp in unison. And when desires are fulfilled, they smile together." Now, I'm a huge fan of stories to communicate with users. I therefore really wanted you to encourage to check out the article. If you go to the blog post associated with this piece of audio, you will find a button that will take you straight to the article I've written. I promise you that it will change the way you approach communicating online. So what do you think? Do you use stories on your site? What problems do you foresee with using stories? Let me know any questions or comments you've got in the comment section on my website.